I have received one-on-one coaching from Antonio for about 5 years now, and I would say that it has helped me in ways I never dreamed of. I am not the same person that I was 5 years ago. I'm not the same person that I was 12 months ago. I'm not the same person that I was at the beginning of this week. And it's due in part to Antonio's patience and coaching. He has taken me to places. He has pushed me beyond what I wanted to be pushed. He has inspired me to be better. He has motivated me to be better. And he has walked me into the life that I have now. And I'm grateful for it. So I hope that you accept the challenge. You accept the challenge to be greater. You know, we struggle through life, and you don't have to struggle alone. Like, there are people out here that can help us get to the places that we dream of and the places we never would have imagined. And Antonio is definitely one of those people. So if you're looking for someone to guide you, just put you on the right path and give you tips and resources and encouragement along the way, I definitely recommend Antonio's one-on-one coaching.
Let's roll. Here's what we're going to do, guys. Thank you for calling in. Definitely appreciate you and welcome and thank you for our Plant Better weekly mindset phone call. This call is designed to pour into you so you can pour into the lives of others. This call is something that we do for free in order to help and increase the quality of your life. I'll be your farming partner, so to speak, as we will help you plant seeds that are worthy for the quality of your life. At this time, I'd like to move into the announcement section of this call. If this is your first time joining us, or if you have missed a couple of episodes, or maybe you simply desire to learn more about Plant Better Mindset phone call, visit us at RevTony.org and RevTony.org/PlantBetter. There, you can find previous phone calls and sign up for our newsletter to be the first person or one of the first people to receive updates and discounts on our other products. Again, that's RevTony.org/PlantBetter. The first 5 new subscribers from this phone call to go and sign up for the newsletter, the free newsletter, will receive a discount code that will allow you to get one of my best 10-part series, 5 hours of coaching for absolutely free, simply by tuning in to this Plant Better Mindset phone call. This opportunity is available to subscribers only. Also, probably one of the most important things that I'll ever have and ever say to you in this phone call is we have a podcast. That podcast is called Brick by Brick, the Motivational Podcast, and it's available on iTunes and Podomatic. Hundreds of thousands of subscribers. To access either of the platforms, simply visit iTunes Store on your podcast app or search Brick by Brick by Antonio T. Smith Jr. on the Podomatic platform. If you didn't remember all that, just Google Brick by Brick and it will pop up, especially if you put my name. If you miss any of this phone call, any part, it will be available for download for free along there with many different other episodes and business topics and personal development tools. To follow our podcast on Twitter, simply search for it by Brick at Brick by Brick Pod. Also, I do offer one-on-one coaching. There are many people on this phone call at this very moment whose lives have been immediately impacted. Incomes, relationships have been dramatically changed and increased as a result of my one-on-one coaching. If you're interested, please email us at coaching@revtony.org to schedule an initial session coaching so you and I can see if we are a good fit for one another. If you just got here, you missed me play Happy by Pharrell. I wanted to soften the ground because we do have a tough topic. And as my staff, I can see them talking about it. As my staff understands, yeah, I'm softening the ground because I'm probably going to walk hard here in a few seconds. So If you're on this phone call right now, take a deep breath, blow out what is bad, and then grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, take some notes. If you're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever your favorite social media is, and you hear something that resonates with your spirit or speaks to your situation, quote it and use the hashtag PlantBetter. Again, if you're ready, grab that pen, grab that paper, or use your note app. Get ready to take notes. If you're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever your social media favorite thing is, this is how we're going to roll. Let us move into the inspirational and educational part of this phone call. Tonight, I am talking about starting from zero and winning. Starting from zero and winning. If you've just been born on planet Earth, you've had a bad day. It doesn't matter who you are, what side of the track you come from, what color you are, nationality, creed. It doesn't matter. You literally have experienced a bad day. And I don't care if you were born into $1 billion or $1 trillion. I don't care how you were born, poverty, wealth. We've all had those moments in which we felt like we've had zero. And it's funny how zero moments will make us feel. We can be poor, but still have a house over our head, a car, socks on our feet, and food in our belly, and we'll still think we have zero. We can be rich and have butlers and everything else and still believe that we have zero. And the truth is, both of you would be right, because whatever you think is exactly what you have. But at the same time, how do you start a business when your credit score is 397? We're going to find out. How do you start a business when you just left divorce? We're going to find out. Or maybe you're not starting a business. So, but how do you win when you're trying to get into school, but you have a felony and you can't get financial aid? Or maybe that's not it. Maybe you're trying to transfer to school and you have a debt somewhere else and they won't give you your transcripts. It doesn't matter where it is or how you come across to it. You were meant to win, and I'm going to give you 10 practical steps tonight that are going to help you win. So when I say one and then count consecutively, you need to write these things down. Hear everything I'm going to say, but just know I'm going to park my hat at number 10 for a while. And yeah, it might get rough. Number one, have a bad influence. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you are starting at zero, if you don't have what it takes, if you want to start a company, but you can't even get a loan because you don't even have a valid ID because of car tickets or parking tickets or speeding tickets or just warrants. Or if you have paid off your warrants, but you got surcharges, okay, whatever it is, the one thing you need to do is have a bad influence, but not in a traditional sense. I mean, have a bad influence. Anybody that is successful, everybody, we all have someone that is a bad influence on our poor thinking and poor habits, right? So that means I don't want to go to the gym today. And my workout buddy says, you tripping, get up, we going to the gym. That's a bad influence on my poor and negative thinking. You want to have somebody around you that when you unconsciously say negative words about your situation, you want that person to correct you and say, hey, don't speak that. You're speaking death over your situation. If you have people who are not correcting you about doing your bad things, then you are surrounded by a bunch of yes men. And even if you become successful, you will more than likely fall because you're surrounded by yes men. Let me see if I can pick out a couple of celebrities. Remember Britney Spears? Everybody remembers Britney Spears, and we all love Britney Spears, and I love Britney Spears. But there was a time in which she drove down the highway going 70 miles per hour with a baby on her lap. See, that's somebody that doesn't have somebody to say, hey, Britney, I know that you have like almost $1 billion, but you can't drive down the highway going 70 miles per hour and not have of car seat and the baby in the back of the car seat. Or maybe that doesn't convince you. Remember Michael Jackson, and we all love Michael Jackson, so I'm gonna walk real lightly right here for Michael Jackson. Remember when he dangled the baby out the window and the balcony? Yeah, that wasn't cool. And this is somebody who did not have a bad influence around them. Hey, Mike, you can't hangle a baby out of the window. That just doesn't make sense. Okay, so you need someone around you to do that. Okay, well, maybe you're not convinced just yet. Maybe you're not a Britney fan, and maybe you're not a Michael Jackson fan, with shame on you if not a Michael Jackson fan. Remember Cat Williams? Yeah. Okay, so Cat Williams has spent a whole lot of time in and out of jail. And he just got beat up like a 17-year-old. Yeah, Cat, you can't go out there fighting folks and then lose, for that matter, on like Facebook Live. Yeah, don't do that, Kat. That's not really going to work out for your brand. Either way, you need to be able to understand that if you don't have a bad influence around you to correct you, then you are going to fail, and fail more likely than other people. Don't surround yourself in a vacuum. Allow yourself to have people who will be able to correct you. Now, let's see if we can do it this way. So let me tell you this first and foremost. You are not fake for leaving people behind who no longer benefit you. It's at that moment that you can probably tell that this phone call is about to get even harder from this moment. You are not fake for leaving people who are no longer a benefit for you. Listen, if you want to get from zero to win, you need to leave people who are no longer in benefit of you. A lot of you can't do this, or a lot of you understand that this is what you need to do. Here's the problem. The problem is the people that you're around, it's not so easy to get rid of them. So get away from your family as fast as you can. They let you get to zero by choosing to do so, or by doing nothing to stop you from getting there, or they have no idea that you're at zero because they're at zero as well. I'm not saying cut people off. I'm saying change your circle. You would never be able to go as high as you want to when you don't know what high is. If all you've ever seen is poverty, then you don't have the tools, resources, or the vision to see past your poverty. It's the way I like to explain this to leaders when I coach them. If you're in a certain city or a certain section of that city and it's raining and pouring down raining, your mood is altered by your environment. No matter how tough you are, it is point blank period altered by your environment. But it's not raining in your entire city. And if it's raining in your entire city because the storm is so big, it's not raining all over the world. So here you are in this part of the city, and in this part of the city, everybody is in doom and gloom and depressed. But if you drive 50 miles in the other direction, it's sunny and people are outside playing and having a good time. What's the point? The point is that your environment is shaping your future if you choose to hang in that environment, right? And that's good or bad. If you hang in a good environment, your environment is shaping your future for the better. If you hang in a bad environment, your environment is shaping your future for the worse. It's not growing up in a bad environment, because just because you're in a bad environment does not mean that the bad environment is in you. What I am saying, if you choose to be in a bad environment, then you will have negative results. If you are a zero, everyone around you is a suspect for average behavior. Average people don't win. They either complain about winners, gossip about winners, read about winners, or have secret romantic relationships with winners. Okay, listen to what I just said. If you're at zero, if you don't know how to start or what to do next, it's because you're surrounded by people who also don't know what to start or what to do next. And so at this moment, I need you to be very suspicious of everybody around you right now, because if you don't know what to do next, if you don't have the resources to get to the next level, then you're surrounded by people who cannot help you, and they're now suspect of being average. And if you want to be forgotten, then you be average, because average people do not win. Most people in this world, a lot of people in this world are going to die and never make a dent in this world. They're going to die and immediately be forgotten. There are many of you on this phone right now that you met somebody and then went on about your life. And then what happened was you found out when you talked to their cousin that they died 10 years ago and you had no idea they were dead. Yes, don't let the no idea they were dead person be you. When you die, the whole world ought to feel it. Don't die and we don't know that you died, or we don't care that you died. Average people always complain about winners, gossip about winners, read about winners, or have secret romantic relationships with winners. What do I mean by secret romantic relationships? They say, ooh, look at Beyonce. Boy, that's my girl there. Ooh, look at Idris Elba. That's him. He dating me. He just don't. Ooh, I so like young Jeezy. It doesn't matter. The point is, average people often are dating celebrities, and those celebrities don't even know they exist. If you want to go win, then the people that you have a crush on need to know who you are. And if they don't know who you are, you need to grind until they come introduce themselves to you. If not, then you run the risk of being average. And if you're going to be average, you cannot win. You can be winning and enjoy having average house, but what you cannot do is be average and expect to get 100 or 90. If that doesn't make sense to you, in the middle is 50. If we're talking about a test score, 50 is the middle. That means 75 is average, and none of you are happy or shout about 75 unless it's your worst subject on planet Earth, and in that way, you're shouting about 75. Number two, work hard. Don't be afraid of hard work. Many people are not successful because they're lazy. They're absolutely lazy. Many people are lazy. They're too lazy to wake up early. They're too lazy to read. And they're too lazy to, you want to lose weight, but you're too lazy to actually go work out. You want to learn how to, or you want to read books, but you're too lazy to actually read the book. Or you want to read books, but you're too lazy to save money to go buy a book. You must work hard. You must work hard. The bridge between reality and a dream is work. And if you are being lazy, you're never going to get to your dreams. Everybody you look up to, they work their tails off. They are not floating around life trying to do other things and be lazy about it. They don't binge watch Netflix and write Facebook computer programs. You cannot be lazy and expect to be successful. If that doesn't make sense to you, let's see if I can make sense to you this way. You punish your children for being lazy. What do you think successful people are doing to you for being lazy? Just because they can't spank your behind doesn't mean they can't take your promotion away. The reason you haven't got the job in which you seek is because you are lazy. You can't start from zero and win if you're lazy. Work on yourself. A lot of you are hiding in relationships, so you never have to have a relationship with yourself. I'll say that again. A lot of you are hiding in relationships, so you never have to have a relationship with yourself. One more time. A lot of you are hiding in relationships, so you never have to have a relationship with yourself. Work on you if you want to start from zero and win. Number three, create the future. Predict the future and create it. Here's what that means. That means if you want something, you go out 10 years or 20 years or whatever it is. You go out there, you envision yourself with it, and then you do what they call backbuilding. You go out to your goal, and you say, this is what it looks like to get to my goal. And you say, this is what it has. This is what I have. And then you start building backwards until this moment today. So if in your dream, in your vision, you have a 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom house, then you have to work yourself backwards and say, well, obviously, credit or money got that house. How did I get the credit? And work yourself backwards. How did I get the money? And work yourself backwards. How did I get the PhD? Work yourself backwards. You need to go out and create your future. Listen, the only people who are stressing are the people who let life happen to them and they don't create life. The only people who stress and worry about problems are the people who let life happen to them and they're not creating their own lives. Listen, you'll never see me stress or anybody like me stress. Why? Why do I not stress? Because I create my own reality. Because I don't care what's in front of me and I don't care what you say I can't do. As a matter of fact, it's probably dangerous to tell me what I cannot do because then you're going to activate my lying competitive side and I'm going to show you what I actually can do. And then I'm going to take the high road when you have egg on your face. You need to understand that you don't need to stress. And the only reason you are stressing is because you don't control your future. But when you put in the hard work and have a plan and a desire to win and not quit, you are now creating your own reality. Even if you don't know how you're going to get there, you need to get there by creating your own reality, create your own future. You would never, listen, you would never win if you're stressing about life, but you will always win if you are creating life. Number four, enjoy what you do, period. I'm not necessarily telling you to do your passion, but I am telling you that whatever you do, you need to enjoy it. You need to love what you do to death. You need to love it. 99% of people, like 99% of people in this world are not, well, it's not 99, 85% of people in this world are not happy. But check this out. You're going, well, yeah, I'm happy. If you're 99% happy, that's not good enough. You should be 100% happy because you were put on this earth to be 100% happy. If you got a pinky toe that you're not proud of, you need to address your pinky toe and you need to tell your pinky toe, you need to stop making me feel bad because I need to be 100% happy. If you, well, I don't care what it is. You need to literally stare your problem in the face and say, I refuse to be unhappy because I can't control this here. And if you find something that makes you unhappy, you need to get out of that and immediately start making yourself happy. Here's another thing. If you spend all your time looking forward to the weekend, you'll never be successful. You don't even realize what you're saying. If you're looking forward to the weekend, that means you didn't like Monday through Friday. Did you hear what I just said? If you're looking forward to the later half of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that means you didn't enjoy Monday, Tuesday. Which, listen, every day needs to be Friday like a Joel Osteen book. You need to be able to understand that your words are actually creating your doom. If you're looking forward to the weekend, you didn't look forward to the week. And if you didn't look forward to the week, the only time you shine and be happy is on the weekend when it don't count. You don't get paid to relax on the weekend. You get paid to work hard every single day. Make your life your weekend every day. Now, here's the deal. Some of you are going, well, you know what? But I don't do that. I don't do that on Fridays. I'm fine on Friday. That's because your Friday is actually Monday, right? Listen, I don't care what it is. If you're looking forward to a future day, and you're not looking forward to this moment, you're not as happy as you claim to be. Stop posting all the happy stuff on social networks and actually be happy and believe in your happiness and your life will change. Listen, guys, you cannot get to zero and win. You can't start with bad credit and get to good credit if you're not happy with what you have right now. I need you to hear me. You can't get a new house if you're not taking care of your apartment. You can't get a new car if you're not taking care of your car. And the only reason you don't take care of something that you have is because you're not happy with it. I'm trying to help somebody in this place. The only way that you are mistreating your husband is because you're not happy with yourself or your husband. The only way that you're mistreating your wife is because you're not happy with your wife or yourself. I don't care what it is. You can't love something until you appreciate it. And you can't appreciate something on the outside if you're not appreciating something on the inside. And you cannot be happy and unhappy at the same time. And you cannot be successful and unhappy. Prosperity is in every area of your life. And if you want to start from zero, and if you want to win, stop complaining and be 100% happy because 99% is not enough. stop settling for anything less than 100%. Live, breathe, and die. Live, breathe, and die for what you want or change it. If you're doing something and you're not willing to die for it, you're not where you want to be. Listen, hear me well. If you got a job and you're not willing to die for that job, you're not working on your dream job. I'm trying to help you out in this place. If you are not willing to, if you work at Kinko's right now, and you're not willing to die over these Xerox papers, you're not at your dream job. Because I promise you, somebody at Kinko's comes to work every day super happy, and they willing to die over their paycheck, the customer service, the free discounts, the Xerox. Listen, if you're not willing to die for where you are right now, then you are in the wrong spot or you're not 100% happy. That's also in your relationships. If you're not willing to die for the one you with, you need to consider the one you with, because you ought to be so happy that you hold on to it and would do anything to make it better, not just complain. Number five, this is something that some of you won't accept, but it's facts. Number five, practice random acts of kindness. It's just something that old folks said. It's just something nice about being nice. I'm not sure what it is, but it's a law. It's law of attraction. It's law of kindness. There's something nice about being nice. When you don't have money and all you have is a dollar left, give that dollar and watch that dollar come back to you in a great multiplication. Listen, you never know when you're down enough to where you actually need somebody to lift you up. And you're not going to get on that job that you're working for if you don't have anybody looking out for you. Listen, if nobody sees you being kind, nobody's going to be kind to you. If that doesn't make sense, you have never promoted anybody on your job that you didn't like. I'm trying to help you in this place. You have never promoted anybody on your job that you didn't like. If that don't make sense, you go, well, I ain't never hired nobody. Okay. You ain't never promoted nobody in a relationship that you didn't like. And when you promoted them by accident, they messed it up and ruined 10 years of your life. And you spent 10 years of your life with somebody you shouldn't even promote in the first place. Stop promoting people that deserve to be fired. I don't worry about it. I'll clap. Stop promoting people that deserve to be fired. People in your life, everybody in your life doesn't deserve to be promoted, and every job doesn't deserve your time. Go be happy and do what you do. But practice random acts of kindness. People will see you kind and return your kindness with more kindness than you gave to them. Here's an example. If somebody gives you something, stop being so prideful. Listen, some of y'all are so humble, you actually prideful. You go, oh, I can't take that. I'm too humble for that. No, that's actually pride. That's pride, okay? You can't be so proud or you can't be so humble that you can't accept a gift. Humbleness is actually being able to lower your pride and accept when somebody helps you, okay? And so somebody wants to help you. And when they help you, if you humble your pride and you act real good and shout when they give you a gift, the next time they have something of great value, you're the first person they're going to think about. The next time that you lose your car or your engine light come on, you got to put your car in the shop, they're going to remember you. And they're going to say, child, you ain't got to pay nobody for no gas money. I'll come pick you up. I'll drive 20 miles out the way just to pick you up. Why? Because you were kind when you accepted their gift, and then they are in kind towards you. Number six, ask for advice. That right there. Listen, I've just got one thing I want to say about this here, but it's too much. Albert Einstein says this: you cannot solve a problem with the same consciousness that created it. Listen, guys, some of y'all are losing because you keep trying to fix your losing situation with your losing mind. Okay, for the rest of this phone call, you're going to hear the word loser a whole lot. Some of you guys are losing because you won't fix your loser mind, and so you can't fix your losing situation because you have the mind of a loser. Listen, and I know that sounds harsh, but I need for you to understand that harsh or not is facts. You're either winning or you're losing, period. Stop making up soft words to put you somewhere in between when scientifically there is no in between. Winning, losing. You're always winning, or you're always traveling towards a winning direction, or you're always traveling towards a losing direction. Let's see if I can make this make sense. If you're religious and you fool around and call this phone call, check this out. Your Bible says, if you're Christian, your Christian Bible says that even God don't want lukewarm. You either going to be hot or you're going to be cold. Now something very is peculiar about that, because it seems to suggest that God himself respects cold before he respects lukewarm. You know why? Because I'd much rather respect somebody who hates me than somebody who smiles in my face and stabs me in my back. Because I can deal with the folk who hate me, because I shake their hand, he shake my hand, and we go to two different corners of the room. We don't talk to each other for the rest of the night. He respectfully don't like me. I respectfully don't like them. Either way, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's them other folk. It's them lukewarm folk. It's them lukewarm folk. If you don't know how this looks, let me explain some lukewarm folk that in reality. It's that woman smiling in your man's face. Mm-hmm. But she's smiling your face first. Girl, you my friend. Yes, you my friend, child, honey, child, you my friend. And then they texting your man pictures you don't want. I'm trying to help somebody. Amen, right? And so here's the deal. You need to understand that is something, somebody, whatever, right? You need to get out of that and respect the fact, winning or losing, winning or losing, winning or losing. Get it. Get it in your head, because you cannot solve the problem with the same consciousness that created it. Now, some of you will say, well, you know what? Okay, then, so I got to change my thinking. No, you got to change who you are. There's a wonderful meme going around on social network that says something like this here. Every new level requires a new you. Yeah, you can't get new things being the old person. And every time you level up, you got to drop that stuff that was wrong with you and put some muscles on your face and get to another level. Albert Einstein says you cannot solve a problem with the same consciousness that created it. Number 7, pick good people. Listen, this is very important. If you starting a business and you got bad business partners, you failed already. Because even if the business succeeds, at some point y'all going to argue about money or how to split it up, or y'all not going to get along, the business going to fold out. You need to immediately stop what you're doing and pick good people. You will only be successful with successful people, period, point blank. People who are smarter than you are actually better for you. Pick good people or you will suffer a bad life. I said this in the phone call, maybe the first phone call, it's a couple of months ago, but I'll say it again now. Your life is not for everybody. Build it with quality people. Number 8, monitor your attention. Wherever your attention goes, that is where your future lies. If your attention goes to weed, and that's all you can afford is weed, your future is weed smoker that can't afford anything else. If your attention goes to PhD and you don't have a bachelor's yet, you will get that PhD, but on the way to that PhD, you automatically knock out the bachelor's and the master's and any other thing that you need to do, any thesis paper, any final exams, because you're not focused on the final. You're focused on the defining moment, the PhD. Wherever your attention is, that is where you're going. And here's the deal. Some of you have your intention in the right place, but you done messed up with number 7, and you didn't pick good people. So you got number 8 down. You got your attention in the right place, but number 7 keeps distracting your attention and putting your attention on the argument instead of your future. I hope I just helped somebody right there. Just because you succeed at having your attention in the right direction, if you surround yourself with the wrong people, if you surround yourself with people who would rather keep your attention arguing with them, you're not going to be successful. Number 9, have a sense of humor. You cannot deal with hard times if you can't laugh. Listen, forget the fact that laughing works in the good times. Laughing works in the bad times. Life will knock the life right out of you. You guys, you cannot win if you can't laugh. You just can't. If you can't laugh, you can't win. Because listen, you're going to be down here anyway until you die. And it's pure hell down here anyway. You might as well be one of the people having fun. And if they talking about you, you laugh to yourself and have a good time all the way to the bank. Laugh, because humor is important. Number 10, and here's where we are for the next 20-something minutes. Tell your inner loser to shut up. Write that down. If you didn't write anything else down, you need to write down number 10. Tell your inner loser to shut up. Kill that loser that tells you you can't do this. Listen, you can't win. And the only reason you have not won yet is not because you're not talented. It's not because you can't get it. It's not because you're black. It's not because you're white. It's because you have a loser in your head telling you you can't do it. And every time you tell yourself you can't do it, you get discouraged. And then every time you get discouraged, I need you to understand that when you get discouraged, you're very close to depression. And once you get into depression, it's just about over. It is so hard to get out of depression. Depression is so serious. It's actually an illness that in some cases, especially extreme cases, it needs medication. Tell your inner loser to be quiet. You got work to do. Your inner loser wants you to lose. Let me tell you what your inner loser sounds like. Your inner loser tells you, "Ooh, this phone call, he wrote a show, right? I'm pumped up." And as soon as you said that, girl, it ain't going to work. Man, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. That's for everybody else. Your inner loser would tell you stuff like, "Well, money happens, but money ain't for me." Your inner loser would tell you stuff like, "Well, I'm broke. It ain't no jobs out here." And you talking about there ain't no jobs out here, but you only applying for one type of job. Your inner loser would tell you, "I'm going to work out, but even if I work out, they're not going to like me anyway." Your inner loser would tell you things like this here: "My husband or my wife don't like my weight gain." Listen, you need to like every dimple, curve, freckle, pimple on your body. And anybody who don't like it, either need to help you lose some weight, or you need to find somebody that like every curve on your body. Your inner loser will talk you out of more things than people will ever hate on you. Listen, your haters are not that effective. You are. It's when you buy into what your haters have told you. That is when you and your inner loser are dominating your life. Your inner loser needs to be quiet. And here's the deal. It's difficult to quiet that inner loser, because no matter how successful you are, no matter what level you go to, that inner weakling inside of you, that loser will always tell you what you cannot do. You'll have a master's degree. You'll have a six-figure salary. And that inner loser will tell you, you can't do this. You got this by luck. That inner loser will let you graduate college. Now, you done showed up to every single class. You passed every single test. You walked across that stage, and that inner loser will still tell you you're not smart. I'm trying to help somebody in this place. Listen, some of you right now have a bachelor's degree, and you still think you're not smart. That's your inner loser, and he or she is talking far too much. How in the world can you count money? How in the world can you learn English, which is one of the hardest languages on planet Earth, but you're not smart? How can you successfully drive it? Let me tell you what you do when you drive. When you drive a car, not only are you navigating the road, but you're controlling the steering wheel, which is now geometry. And then you're looking at the road, and that's now trigonometry. And then you are literally quieting your subconscious mind. You paying attention to the stoplights, or you paying attention to the highway. You keeping yourself for 90 miles inside of one lane. That's it, just one. You're doing all this complex stuff, but why are you doing that? Your heart is still beating, and your brain is still working, and you're still changing the CDs, and you're listening to music. And now you're driving, listening to music, changing CDs, cleaning your nails, singing a song. You're doing all that stuff, but you're too smart to learn something new? That don't make no sense. Listen, something as simple as driving to you is actually highly complex. You just forgot about it because you've been driving so long. Remember when you first started to drive? Soon as you hit that brake, everybody almost flew out the windshield because you didn't know that it was real sensitive. If you mastered pressure, see, there you go again, right? That's physics now. You mastered how much pressure to put on a foot pedal, and you're not even barefoot. So it's not even your toes touching it. It's the sole of your shoe touching it. You're smarter than what you give yourself credit for. Stop letting people convince you that you're dumb, and stop letting your inner voice tell you that you're dumb. You're smart. Don't you ever in your life wake up in the morning, cut off your alarm clock, do complex algebra and geometry without even knowing you're doing it, and then cook, which is now chemistry. The moment you start seasoning your food and putting food on the stove and start putting fire on it, you just now turned a solid into a liquid. You're now doing complex chemistry that you don't even understand, but you sure enough know how to cook a pot of gumbo. That is intelligence beyond intelligence that even your ancestors didn't have, but your inner loser has convinced you that you're stupid. And so stop letting your inner loser, stop letting him or her make you think it's cute for you to be a loser. See, some of you won't stop being losers because you don't convince yourself it's cute. And you came up with cute ways to describe the loser. Your loser is so cold, your loser made you come up with cute things to say to reinforce your loserness. Let me give you a few of these cute things. Oh, that's just me. Look at that loser statement. So you messed up, and now you're saying you can't get it right because that's just you. So now you have a genetic, you have a chromosome that allows you to make that mistake. You have a chromosome for you not to be able to listen. There's a chromosome for you to be jealous. Is that what it is? So you have a jealousy problem, and now you're going to say, oh, well, that's just me. Come on now. Listen, you don't have a hormone for not being able to do 2 + 2. You don't have a genetic make. Listen, stop. Oh, that's just me. I don't understand when people start talking with science and stuff. That's just me. I don't understand. That ain't just you. That's the loser in you making it cute for you to doubt yourself. That's just how I am. Okay, then. So you cussed him smooth out, and that's just how you are. So what you're saying is you're not intelligent enough to keep your mouth shut when the situation calls for you to keep your mouth shut. Okay, that makes absolutely no sense. Well, God ain't finished with me yet. This is one of the most popular ones. I know. Listen, he ain't finished with me. What you mean? So now you done came up with even cuter way. So since you an unfinished product, you a loser? No. You're not a loser. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You are outstanding. Get up and get your stuff together. It, you know what? It must be genetic. Oh, I'm a blonde. I'm having a blonde moment. So, okay. So now all of a sudden your hair makes your cognitive skills so dense you can't do it. Come, stop playing with yourselves. Stop letting people tell you what you can't do, and stop letting your mind and your loser talk to you. Your loser is smart. The loser then came up with cute ways to reinforce you being a loser. Here's something else. You need to understand that your subconscious mind is going to be highly successful at doing whatever you tell it to do. And so when you say, well, I'm trying, your subconscious mind will never let you be successful because you didn't tell your subconscious mind that you want to be successful. You told your subconscious mind that you wanted to try. So the moment that you get right up to success, it's going to tell you, nope, you can't win. Be a loser and just try, and it's going to be faithful to you. Because if you asked it to try, you did not ask it to win. It is not who you are underneath that defines you. It's what you do with who you are. It is not who you are that defines you. It is what you do with who you are. There are many autistic children out here mastering piano lessons and paintings. There are many people walking around with mental diseases that they have no idea if they are successful. There are many people that have less, that started with less money than you, that were homeless, like actually real homeless. I'm not talking about sleeping in the car. I'm talking about homeless, 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 and they're now successful. Because it's not about what you have. It's about what you do with what you have. Tune out the critics and turn up your voice. stop and you tune out the critics and start turning up your voice. And if you got critics, start saying inside your head, watch me. You can't write that book, watch me. You can't save your marriage, watch me. You can't do this math, watch me. You can't get promoted, watch me. You watch me. You just make watch me hashtag plant better. You need to watch me. Period. You think I can't do it? Watch me. That's it. Don't, you ain't got to say it out loud. Stop notifying people that you fit to shine. Because let me tell you something. When you start shining in front of people, they will get all the dark clothes they can to put out your shine. Shine and let people catch you on SportsCenter when they hear about other people talking about you. Stop giving your critics credit. And if you're religious, stop giving the devil credit for everything. Please stop. Just the battle's already won. He ain't that cold to where he's stopping you from being successful and your Lord, as if you're Christian, then died on the cross. Stop it. Just leave that alone. You're no longer having sound theology. He can't die and you be a loser. That ain't what he died for. Let's move on. The help you need will never, ever, ever be on the outside of you. It will always be on the inside of you. They can't help you. This phone call can't help you. This phone call can only inspire you to help yourself. I can one-on-one coach you for the next 2 years. I can't help you, and I can only inspire you to help you. And then when my words hit soil, then you can ask me something, and I can lead you in the right direction. But everything you've ever had, everything you've ever needed, you've already had. As long as you keep looking outside for help, every time that you need to make a real decision that will change your life, you won't ever have what it takes for you to make it because you're a loser. As long as you keep looking outside for winners to tell you what to do, when nobody's around and you need to tell yourself what to do, you'll make a bad decision every single time because you never went inside yourself and start helping yourself. If you're not winning, you're losing. Your kinetic energy or potential energy. Stop making up other stuff. You either getting it done or you're not. There's something about water that I really enjoy. Now, as far as the American standard system goes, it's something about water being at 211 degrees. It's something about that, Fahrenheit. Something about that, that no matter what you do, that water, it just won't boil over. It'll be hot, give you some burns. But put that water on one more degree. That one degree will literally start making that water boil. And most of you, you're one degree away from boiling to your destiny. But you, for whatever reason, you keep thinking 211 degrees is good enough. Well, I'm hot. I'm hot, but you're not boiling. I'm hot. You're not boiling. You out here with an empty stomach and not even working. You out here with bad credit and you ain't even working. You out here, your credit's so bad that you won't even start saving money. When are you gonna save money? When you start making it? That don't even make no sense. Start saving money now. You're gonna start doing right with your money when your credit get up. No, that's not how it works. Your credit can't get up until you start doing right with your money while it's low. Stop trying to be great 2 years from now and be great in this 24-hour period. Listen, right now in Texas, it's 9:17 p.m. Stop trying to be great tomorrow and be great at 9:17 p.m. And stop, listen, I know you got your goals. I know you got your goal. I know you say one day I'm going to listen. I know you think about Thanksgiving. You're going, ooh, child, I'm going to cook real good. Listen, stop all that. Be great right now. Right now, focus on being great and then repeat. So I keep focusing on the future. I'm gonna do this, but you ain't never do it. You've been set all these New Year's resolutions. You've been set New Year's resolutions since the 80s, and you ain't met a single one. That's because you stop. You keep focusing on New Year, New Me, and you ain't focused on New Day, New Me. Somebody caught what I just said. Say what you're going to do. And then do it. There's nothing more attractive than being consistent. There's nothing more attractive than a man that can keep his words. I'm telling you, say what you're going to do and then do it. Here's a problem that most of you have. Your value system needs to match your words. You can't talk like a millionaire and have the value system of a poor person. You cannot talk like a millionaire and have a loser value system. Listen, and that's what y'all doing. A lot of y'all got that millionaire talk down, but you're a loser. It's just like religious folk. They got all that church stuff down, or synagogue stuff, or mosque stuff down. But the moment they close their door, they'll cut you smooth out. Now, we can't do both now. Something's got to change around here now. Something has to change. Okay, you love your religion, but you're treating everybody bad. Now, you can't have both. You can't talk that good talk, but be the meanest person on your job. You can't have both. And you cannot have both. You can't be a pastor that's also mean to your people. Come on, something's got to change around here. You need to be a millionaire with a millionaire value system. Win or be poor. No one follows losers. No one sleeps with losers. No one invests in losers. No one hires losers. No one listens to losers. I'm gonna say it again because I feel like we gotta get this point across. I feel like somebody's saying, you're saying losers. And listen, I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I'm talking about the science of it. Winning or losing. None of you have ever said, "Ooh, that's a loser. Let me go follow him." Come on, now help me out in this place. None of you have ever said, "Ooh, look at that man over there. He's a loser. Let me get him and then use all my income to take care of him. And then I'm going to let him hit up on me, hit upside my head. Yeah, let me do that. I want to take a chance." But No. He pretended to be a winner and then fooled you that he was actually a loser. And that's how you got with him in the first place. But you never, if you knew people for what they were, you wouldn't go pick them. And so here's the deal. Successful people are spotting you. You can't fool successful people. They see you a loser because your dialogue is nothing but loser dialogue. All you do is talk about how you want to kill yourself. All you do is talk about how you can never be successful, how other people, listen, everybody, you always a victim. It's always everybody's fault. You are a loser. And let me say this again. No one follows losers. No one sleeps with losers. No one invests in losers. No one hires losers. And no one listens to losers. You know why they don't believe you every time you tell them when you're going to lose weight? You know why they don't believe you every time you tell them about this network marketing company you just started? It's because they love you, but they know you're a loser. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said it. They love you. They trust you. I mean, they love you. They trust you to love them. They just don't trust you to be successful with their life. And that is why they won't follow you. That's why they won't join your network marketing company. Because you believe in yourself, or you talking this good talk, but they see you as a loser because all you're still doing is loser things. You want to stop being a loser? Don't quit. That's the most successful thing somebody can do. Do not quit. You don't have to. Listen, don't quit. But listen, I hear you, Tony. You know, sometimes I'm so prepared and I fail. And every time I fail, it's so painful. It makes me so sad. I hear you. I didn't say failure was going to be no taste good. I didn't tell you that. I said don't quit. Oh, you know, Tony, but, you know, I'm too old now. I can't be failing like that. I can't take another loss. I understand. None of us like losers. There's never been a winner on planet Earth that said, "Yes, I lost. That's exactly what I inspired to do." No. If I could do it right now, I'd just win for the rest of my life without losing. I wouldn't do nothing. I'd just sit there and win. I just sit here and win this all day. In fact, I would eat steak 3 times a day. I wouldn't even work out. I would just sit here and just eat steak 3 times. I wouldn't even eat side. No green, no yellow. Just give me steak. Just give me steak. Right, but I can't do that because I would obviously clog all of my arteries. But Tony, you know, they just won't let me be. Listen, I get all that. I understand that losing hurts, but you would never be rewarded for what you've done in the spotlight. The spotlight is for celebration. You won't be rewarded for the spotlight. You'll be celebrated for the spotlight. Those people who celebrate you in the spotlight will never come to your funeral. They'll just simply make you a hashtag on Facebook or social media when you die. And they'll act like they knew you. And they'll know you. And they'll just post you. And so they can get a like, oh, I'm so mad that it hurts so bad that at whoever your name is died. And that's what they want. The people who are celebrating you, they only simply want to make you a hashtag. You are rewarded by what you do in the dark, by what you do when you can't move, by what you do when you can't move but you still move in the first place, by what you do when your back is broken but you force yourself to go drive up to your dreams. You will only be judged by how you have adapted to pain and how you've overcome. If you don't think that is true, let me tell you something. Your marriage, your relationship didn't grow in the good times. Your marriage and your relationship grew when y'all argued, when y'all got divorced, when you broke up with him or her, and y'all was, I'm done. We're done. And in the morning, y'all still stayed together. And the mere fact that both of y'all apologized, that is what grew your relationship. Not the laughter, the pain. There's something about being uncomfortable that allows for you to draw closer together. If you don't think that makes sense, let's look at it in nature. Nature made sure that mountains are not smooth. See, a smooth mountain is comfortable, but you'll never be able to catch your footing on a smooth mountain. You cannot climb a smooth mountain. The only way you can climb a mountain is you got to get cut up and bruised and grabbed onto some rocky edges. Mountains are disrespectful. Let me see if I can do it this way. I told my leaders this here sometime this week. The road to success is real petty. Okay? The road to success does not want losers on it. The road to success is extremely petty. As soon as you get on the road to success, it would do everything petty to get you out of it. It would talk about you. It'll put thorns and sticker bugs all over you. The road to success would do everything it can to knock you off because it only wants winners on it. The road to success will make fun of you, will punch you. The road to success will hurt you on purpose to see if you deserve to be there. It's easy to apply belief when you're happy. Millionaires apply belief when they're not. Hear what I just said. It's easy to apply belief when you're happy. Millionaires apply belief when they are not. So climb your way out of hell. You can do it and do it. Climb your way out of hell. I can't do it for you. The older you get, the more people and things you're going to lose. Listen, let me tell you. If you over 18... If you in your 30s, you done already started losing friends. If you ain't caught on to it, get 40. You're going to lose some more. You finna start losing some folk that went to school with you. You finna start losing that matriarch and patriarch in your family. The older you get, the more life take away from you, period. But if you are happy, if you got a definite purpose and a definite plan and you refuse to quit, also the older you get, the more life will give you. It's already going to take from you. You might as well get everything that you deserve, period. That's life. The margin of error in life is super small. One way this way, you can lose it all. One way, you're going to lose anyway. You might as well win while you got to lose in some little areas. Because your mama, she going to die. Your daddy, he going to die. Your cousin, all these people you love, they going to die, and you going to die, period. So you might as well be happy and get everything that life has for you. Everything that life has for you, you need to go get it. But here's the deal. I can't do it for you. I can't climb your mountain for you. I can't read your books for you. I can't listen to that audiobook for you. I can't listen to the Plant Better Mindset phone call for you. I can't make you listen to the podcast. I can send you the link and download it. I can't make you, I can persuade you to subscribe to it, but I can't make you listen to it. I can't, and if you listen to it, I can't make you apply it. Only you can do that. But I promise you, if you break your neck for the life that you want, anything that you've ever wanted, you will get. If you're willing to break your neck for the life that you want, anyone who has ever been successful, they were willing to die for it. Listen to me. Listen to me. Anybody that has ever lived their dreams, they were willing to die for their dreams. No, it's not an option. Death didn't even matter. It was, my bridges are burnt. If I don't do this, my kids don't eat. I will not move until I win. You can knock me out. You can punch me down. You're going to have to kill me because I'm going to get back up. Maya Angelou told y'all, still I rise. You can talk about me. You can do all that stuff. But with diamonds in my thighs, still I rise. Listen, winners have scars. Losers have smooth skin. Winners have scars. Losers have smooth skin. You need to die for this. If you got a dream and you're not willing to die for it, change your dream. If that's the only dream you got, you're not willing to die for it, sit down. Be accustomed. Because you cannot be successful if you're not willing to die for it. Don't be willing to die for your kids in poverty and not be willing to die for them in wealth. That makes absolutely no sense. Do not be willing to die for your kids in poverty, but not be willing to die for them in wealth. Because the only way you're going to ever be successful is you're going to have to die for this. You're going to die anyway. Period. Your body, you're a carbon-based creature. You're going to die. You might as well die for what you deserve. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Here's what I know for sure. What I know for sure is I know this world is filled with thinkers. It's not enough doers. I can't read this for you. I can't tell this to you. I can only tell you, and if you don't get your butt up and start doing, if you don't start dying for what you want, you will not be successful. I really hope you do something well with your life. I really hope you figure out how to get to zero to win. Because I really hope you get it, because your children deserve it. Your future children deserve it. Wherever you are in life, if you love it, if you hate it, plan better. I promise you to get the quality of life that you so deserve. Thank you guys for calling out. Don't forget the Brick by Brick Motivational Podcast. Appreciate you. Be a doer. And remember, die for this or you're a loser. God bless you and good night.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.